Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live. Hello, everybody, in the politics of being disabled. Yeah. A lot of politics and political goings on when you're a disabled person. And speaking for myself and maybe for others who would like me to include them, I think it's harder dealing with the politics involved with your disability than it is with the disability itself. To me it is, because I don't mind my disability. I don't mind dealing with it. It's the things that get in the way that aren't there for me. You know, example, this time of year, in the winter and in the Northeast, when you get the severe cold and you've got to bundle up and keep your head warm and, you know, wear a hat or a hood or a couple of hoods, a scarf, whatever. And then you're walking down the street, and when you have snow and they don't clear the sidewalks as they do the roads, now you're dealing with ice, you know, because they didn't do their job and there's no enforcement of the law. And then you're dealing with traffic signals that you can't read. And now your hearing is impaired because you're wearing a hood, you're wearing a hat, whatever it is, to keep covered up so you don't lose heat from your head, because that's where you lose a lot of heat. And now you have to cross streets where you can't read the damn light. It's the politics of being disabled. The politicians do not correct these situations as they should. It took them 4 years to put up a traffic light over here in my neighborhood that I could read. 4 years. Which means that they got away with it. So big deal, they put the light up. Isn't that what they were supposed to do in the first place? Make sure that everybody can read the traffic signal for safety? So you see, you have the politics in the way of your disability. And if it helps you, most of the time, it's a half-assed job. They don't complete the job. They do it in a haphazard way and a half-assed way. I'll give you one big example, of course, is the death of Milton, the guide dog, killed at the guide dog school because of negligence by the trainer. And we believe that it also was negligence on the part of the school, but nothing was done about that. So they killed a blind woman's dog, who's also partially deaf, by the way. And because of the politics involved, to make it worse, they're refusing to service her, to give her another dog. So how much more political can you get? I mean, here you have the politicians allowing a big school like that to be tax exempt, to raise money, 50 to 100 grand to train one service dog, raise the money, be registered with the state, report monies over $25,000 that they raised. They're obligated to report it. And destroy a blind woman's dog, which is horrible enough in of itself, and then not be obligated to replace it. There's the politics that you're dealing with when you're disabled. I mean, that's got to be one of the most horrible cases in the history of the disabled, what happened to Milton. And the political people allow them to get away with it. They don't even address it. They haven't even talked about it publicly. The only one guy who did something and issued a proclamation for Milton here in Suffolk County, New York, Ed Romaine. And we're hoping he's going to do a lot more. We're going to try to set up a meeting with him. But the politics that we have to deal with is horrible in connection with being a disabled person. And one of the biggest reasons is because the money that is there to help you when you are disabled is not at your disposal to get that help that you need. It goes to agencies. And you've got to fight with these agencies. And you don't know who you're dealing with. You could be dealing with people who hate the disabled, who believe that disabled people should be seen and not heard. You know, the old adage for children. You don't know who supervising these agencies and who's dealing with it. I mean, look at the death of poor Milton. Where the hell were the supervisors? The politics of the disabled is horrible, horrendous, what we have to deal with. By the way, if anyone would like to create a day for Milton and bring about awareness how the schools, guide dog schools, should be licensed and regulated, call the InnerSight hotline. And leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. We'll explain to you how we created a day for Milton last May and how it can be done. And you don't have to spend any money for it. So the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. If you're listening anytime, day or night, in the archive, that's our number. Incidentally, if you want to call in, you'll have to call the hotline. We don't have an engineer. She skipped out on us today again. All right. 631-224-3090. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, which was Milton's second home. You go in there, you'll see signs of Milton, pictures, and so forth. Shelby's Catering Kitchen, 631-286-0444. You heard about it right here on InnerSight. And don't forget the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank you so much for all your help. Especially for my guide dog, Charabelle, who's doing good and getting me around and saving my life every day. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. So check it out. Go to their website and look at all the beautiful little bears they have. InnerSight. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And the next big date for many of us is February 27th at Silo for the news conference to let the world know that we have the solution to these horrible nursing homes. A solution that will make a great improvement, a solution that will liberate millions and millions of people, turn them into accessible housing. And we'll give you all the facts and figures and reasons on the 27th of February. In the meantime, you can go to change.org and sign our petition. Well, if you'd like to be a part of that petition, drop us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com. And put your phone number in there. Or call the Inner Sight hotline with your phone number. 631-224-3090. We don't play politics with people's lives. We tell it like it is. And, you know, you hear the people talking, the news people talking about the up-and-coming election. You never hear them talk about the disabled and the help that we need and the way that this system needs to be changed, because it's horrible, especially if you have to deal with it. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty. By the way, I don't know if I gave the number for Silo, 631-880-7929, the Silo number, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Kennedy Realty, supporter of Inner Sight, 31-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, thank you so much. Hope your wife is doing better with her battle against the cancer. And I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I received today their gift to Inner Sight of a laptop and a beautiful carrying case, and donated by the Suffolk Bus President, John Corrado. Thank you so much. We will be using it to promote and help disabled people. And I want to thank our new volunteer, Andrea, who has two disabled kids, who will be helping me operate the laptop. And we'll be letting you know, we're going to be putting up weekly videos on YouTube. All right, Inner Sight and the politics of the disabled and the struggle goes on with people, and especially the struggle in dealing with these nursing homes.
No, God.
Which is getting worse, by the way.
It certainly is.
Not getting better. All right, you're the engineer?
Yes, I am. I just had to do something. I got thrown off the internet, so I couldn't get anything, so I'm sorry.
All right, so just be the engineer. Don't interfere.
I'm not.
All right. And the struggle and the programs that are politically set up to antagonize us. And I say that because that's really what it does. When an agency has the means to help you, and they're restricted by the state, and a person is trying to live their life as best they can and stay out of an institution like a nursing home, and they need the help that's there for that person, and yet you can't get that help. It's a very frustrating situation when that happens, and it happens every day. We talked about it last night, how many thousands of people are struggling to keep their loved ones out of a nursing home, and the state standing by to come down on them like a guillotine when the criteria changes or whatever kind of stupidity they have proposed on that, you know, to put the person into an institution when the money is there to keep them out. And when they do not allow, or should I say disallow, is more of a legal word, disallow the agencies to help their constituency in the community to set up a fund, raise money, so that they can find the right person to help the individual in their own home and beat that criteria. See, that's what the state is afraid of. Because they know that if the money were made available, that the disabled person could beat their damn criteria and stay out of the nursing home. That's what they're afraid of. That's why they have these restrictions on these programs. That's why they've set it up that way. But they know that we can beat them. Just give us the funds that you're supposed to give us, and we'll show you how we can beat them. I've said it many times, I'll say it again. Give me the budget of one independent living center, and in five, you know, a yearly budget, no strings. Give me the budget, and in 5 years, Intersight will get rid of the damn nursing homes. I estimate 5 years, maybe sooner. I challenge the state to take us up on our offer. They won't. You know why? Because they know. They know that we can do it. It's common sense. Who wouldn't help us reducing the taxes and the deficit and getting more people to work and dignity and so on and so forth? You know, there's a lot of celebrities who are either friends of disabled people or have disabled in their family and gratefully pitch in and do their part and help. It's the politics that we have to deal with that's in the way of disabled people progressing. And it's worldwide, it's nationwide, and in some countries it's even worse than here. It's down under. You know, you go down there with your blind with your guide dog and take your dog away. If you don't surrender the dog, they'll kill the dog. These are the kind of people that have set themselves up. And the United Nations allows it to happen. They haven't done a damn thing about it. They haven't come forward and said, no, you cannot do that to a blind person. That dog is somebody's life. That dog is somebody's protection, somebody's visual field. See, it's the politics. Because, well, in that case, in the down under in Australia, there is no law to protect you when you travel that way and you have a guide dog or a service dog. So there's the politics at work. I don't know of one politician who has even attempted to pass a law in that situation, or who cares about it. We Inner Sight fought to change it in Hawaii, and we did it. We fought to change it in England. We fought the political forces and won. And damn ass, we'll do it again. I've said it and I'll say it again. Beware, Australia. You're interfering with the eyes of the blind. Come back on you somehow. So, stand up to the political forces and to the politics that make your life harder when you're disabled. Stand up to them. Don't let them push you around. We didn't do it with Milton. We didn't do it with Hawaii. We didn't do it with England. We didn't do it when they wouldn't let me on the damn bus with my guide dog to go and help a blind woman in a nursing home. We didn't do it when they didn't inform me about my rent increases in Braille so I could read it. We stood up to the politics that are in our way. And we beat them in all those situations. Yeah, it should have been a lot easier, and the law should have been a lot stronger and better and forceful and enforcement. But despite that, we beat their ass. Even without not having a strong law, we beat them. Well, imagine if we did have a strong law, country would be turned around. People would have more respect for disabled people. The people who work in these nursing homes, they don't respect us. They don't even give a damn about us. The other day I was listening to a town hall with one of the unions trying to get the management to remove some obstacles from the state institutions and all that. I didn't hear one word about the residents in the nursing home. Not one. They don't give a damn about us. So don't let these politicians push you around. We don't. We went in our congressman's office in behalf of InterSight and the state senator and told them like it is. They don't do it. They don't do what they're supposed to do. It's on them. Like my mom used to say, God doesn't sleep. 823 New York, InterSight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, all those children and more under the thumb of the politics in your way when you're disabled. All of them. And we're fighting to liberate them. Go an extra mile for a child. InterSight reminds you. If you need dog food, cat food, nobody starved on Long Island will help you. Call my friend Gary, 631-484-3085. And when he's able to do it, he can get you some medical attention for your animal, too.
Frank, you have a phone call. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you have a phone call?
Yeah, tell him to hold on. Oh, I just called him.
Yeah.
631.
Oh, no, he left. Okay. Sorry.
631-484-3085 on the Nobody Starves on Long Island. And if you're not able to get around to get the food, let Gary know, and he may be able to bring it to you. See, there's a lot of good people, and especially affiliated with InterSight, who don't believe in the politics that are in our way. They don't believe in it. That's why they do what they do. See? And that's why we have them as friends. One example, today I got a beautiful laptop donated by John Corrado, because John does not believe in the politics that are in our way. John sponsored my guide dog. He put up money so I could train her myself. Now there's a man who doesn't believe in these crap-ass politics that stand in our way. And not only does he not believe it, he does something about it by helping in a site, by donating money to us every year to keep the show going. People like that, people like my buddy John out in Nassau County, who helps in a site every month. People like Kennedy Realty, who helps in a site. I Flip Cleaners. These people don't believe in the politics that are in our way. And that's why we keep on pounding and letting people know. And you know what's going to happen eventually? Somebody's going to come along and say, hey, you're right. You know, let's sit down and write a proposal. I want to donate the money to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. I don't believe in the politics that is being played on these nursing homes with people, with the residents, and with those threatened with the nursing homes, and with those trying to get out of the nursing homes. And people get out, and hundreds of thousands go in, because the damn places are still there because of the politics of the country. Because the federal government doesn't do a damn thing about it. Where's the grant? Where's the foundation to get rid of the nursing homes? Why not? Isn't that the American way? To have a choice, what you want and what you don't want? Isn't that supposed to be freedom? How come there's no grant? How come there's no foundation to get money to advocate bettering these places that are nursing homes? Turn them into accessible housing. That's the way to better them. But there's no money to do it. You have to do it in a roundabout way. Every independent living center gets money for these ridiculous political programs that have been orchestrated by politics, but they can't use that money to say, hey, no, we will not put you in a nursing home, no matter what. The hell with the criteria. They can't do it, because then the state will take the money away. You know what would be the best thing? To get one of them to go private and say, hell, the hell with you. We don't need your money. We got enough corporations who will donate to us, and we're going to use the money to keep people out of nursing homes. That would be one of the best things to happen, if one of them did that. But you see, the political machine has interfered with that too. Because now the independent living centers are not allowed to fundraise. There's another political move that supports the nursing homes. There's the reason why people trying to help their loved ones are running out of money. Because the agencies can't step in and say, hey, I want to donate $25,000 to help keep your mother out of the nursing home. We raised, ask your mom if it's all right, give me a picture, or you or somebody. We're going to raise $50,000. We're going to take $25 of the donation. Is that all right with you? We're going to put $25 in to help your mom stay out of the nursing home. That doesn't happen. It's not happening. It should. You're damn right it should. Take a survey. Ask anybody if they think the agencies should contribute to their constituents in their neighborhood, in their community, to keep them out of a nursing home. See what kind of answer you get. When I presented that at the last gathering of the independent living, I got a standing ovation of applause. Because people want it. 8:31. All right, did can you get the Able News out? Hello, engineer, you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
I just had problems with
Able
the mic.
News. Let's run Able News.
It's coming.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. By the way, you can use the regular inner site blog talk line now if you want, 213-816-1650. Are there any callers on the line?
No, not yet. Nothing. Just us. There were, and then they left. Maybe they realized that's not the show for them at the moment.
We scared them away, huh?
Yes, we did. These
maybe
crazy people want to get rid of nursing homes. That's what they probably said.
Maybe they work for the nursing home. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right, so, you know, we hear so much talk about the bad politicians who steal money and all that. There's a lot of good ones.
Oh, yeah.
You got to find them.
Notice that
a lot
majority
of good politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone is evil and bad. The trick is to find them and convince them.
Yeah.
That people are being forced to have something that they don't want, and that's going to backfire on you. Because that's what's going to happen. I hear voices in the background. What is that?
I don't know. It was muted.
I don't know
what happened. I muted it. Maybe I touched the wrong button. Hold on.
I don't know. I hear a radio or a television. You got to get rid of that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Just let me get to the other side because I'm having a little trouble here with this wheelchair. And I need a new wheelchair. Both are dead.
Well, then put it on mute.
I am trying to shut it off. It's off. Is that better?
All right. Inner sight, and we are looking for these good politicians who really want to help, really want to do something substantial to help people live their lives better. And to make a difference and to take a heavy tax burdens off the average person and to enable the agencies to do a better job than they're doing now by enabling agencies to raise money to help people in their community who need that help.
Right.
Now here's another situation. We speak of the horrible death of Milton.
Yeah.
And how he was left in that van to die by the trainer, and the school got off with nothing. The trainer got off with a slap on the wrist. How come there hasn't been one agency that has contacted Michelle Krupa and said, hey, we think it's horrible what happened. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you deserve another guide dog.
That's right.
Tell us how you want to do it. We will pay for it. Not one damn ass agency has come forward.
That's right.
Except in a site.
Mm-hmm.
To help her. Politics.
Very big politics. Mm-hmm.
And what do you want? You said you interrupted me. What do you want?
No, I just said the politics is, I was trying to say something to help, you know, further the cause and stuff like that. Don't worry.
All right. So politics in the way, and not one agency, you know, even if it's not an agency that's supposed to help the disabled, who cares?
Right.
No. I mean, common courtesy, common sense tells you that the woman needs a guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not one has come forward.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So how do you overcome the political forces that are marching against us all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe the only way to do it is to get out, tell your story, sign our petitions, help us make the point that people of all kinds, not just disabled, are being abused. Children in 10 or 20 years or so on are going to wind up, many of them could wind up in nursing homes because of the way the system is. The very fact that these nursing homes are still there.
Institutions, yeah.
Well, that's how to combat this. Do it. Tell the story.
Yep.
Join within a site. Talk to your politician, too. Try to get through to them.
Yep.
And help us keep the whole thing going.
Yeah.
The show and everything else. Because
yep.
We're doing it for you. What are you mumbling about?
I'm saying that's right. I'm agreeing with you. Totally agreeing with you.
Stop mumbling in the background.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. You don't want to deal with politics when you're disabled. You want to be able to conquer your disability to the point where you're comfortable with it. And then you want to be able to reach out and get the help that you need to improve your life, be it for a job or getting around or staying out of a horrible nursing home or whatever the case may be. That's what people want.
Yes, they do.
And that's what Inner Sight is about. And that's the message that we send out. And that's the message we're going to be sending out on 27th of February at the Nursing Home News Conference in the Suffolk County Independent Living Center. And we're going to invite politicians. And let's see if they come. Let's see if they care enough to come to address the people who don't want this system. Nobody wants this system.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people who work there in these nursing homes want a better situation, a better system. Don't you think they'd want a system where a disabled person or their in some cases, their representative can say, hey, we're going to give you a nice Christmas bonus at the end of the year. Or
yeah.
Here's a gratuity for doing this, for going above and beyond. You know, here's $50. Or the Volunteers for Freedom coming in, certified home health aides, and they donate 3, 4, 5 hours to watch the person who may be having mental problems and wants to wander around. And the caregiver or the advocate or the power of attorney can say to that volunteer freedom worker, hey, you give us your car insurance bill. We'll pay it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think people would like that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Would want that?
Oh, yeah.
Would welcome it?
Yes, they would.
I think that most people who work in these nursing homes don't like the fact that they have to let a person lay in their waste in their urine for 4 or 5 hours. They don't like that.
Of course not.
That's not what they're there for. They're there to
that's
help
right.
that person.
Yep.
And that's what they would be able to do if the person were in their own home.
That's right. With the hours you
damn institution.
I'm sorry, Frank. With the hours that they give people, it's a mockery. I only got 10 hours, and sometimes I'm so sick, I can't do what they want me to do, you know?
842. It's all about the way the money is used. When someone calls me for help, and they say to me, why can't I get, you know, people in a shelter,
yeah.
A lot of them disabled. Why do I have to wait 5 years on a waiting list to get an apartment? And you know what the answer is? It's because the money is not being used in the right way. You need the proof of that? If there's a waiting list, how come there's no waiting list for the people to get paid who work at these agencies?
Right.
I mean, how long would their job last if there were a waiting list to get paid?
Oh, God, they wouldn't last at all.
The money is not being used in the right way. And, you know, until that changes, people are always going to wait. In a shelter and so on and so forth. So inner sight here for you,
mm-hmm.
here for your relatives, here for the children, here for everyone. It's for everyone that we talk about.
Yes, it is.
Anyone can wind up in a situation where they have to deal with the politics if they become disabled. They'll be forced into that situation unless they have so much damn money, and then they become indifferent
mm-hmm.
many times, and they don't care.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But even sometimes the people who have a lot of money can fall into the nursing
mix. Right.
It happened too.
Yeah, it did.
So the best protection is to not have them, get rid of them, turn them into something mm-hmm. better.
Of course.
Thus, accessible housing. All right, InterSight 213-816-1650. Anybody up on the line?
Let me take a look.
Yeah.
Let me get to
tomorrow
okay.
night is our funnies.
Just us.
Fun here. Yeah, we'll have some fun here tomorrow night. By the way, you can listen to this show anytime you want, day or night.
Mm-hmm.
That's one good thing about the blog.
Yeah, it is.
Day or night in the Blog Talk Radio Archive, Inner Sight, Freedom, and just listen. We're hoping to put up YouTube videos once a week, starting in a couple of weeks. We've got the laptop. We have the volunteer who says that she will be helping, so we'll keep you posted on that. And, of course, we'll be advertising those videos here on the show and let people know where they can pick them up and see them. And I believe it will really help a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Once we get it going and try to appeal to people to come on board to help us turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. We need a big lobby situation to do this. We need somebody who's out there who believes in what we're doing to donate the funds so we can get lobbyists.
Right.
To get to Washington and put up a lobby and let people know why.
Yeah, very much so.
Why we need to bring these nursing homes into a better light, a better way. So we'll be talking about that on the YouTube. We'll be talking to individuals. We'll be telling people stories who are in nursing homes, who are trying to stay out. People who hate nursing homes for whatever reason. We're going to gather as many stories as we can and make it a living experience. So we'll definitely keep you posted on that. Inner Sight, looking forward to bringing that to the public and serving all the people, even those who work in the agencies and those who work in the nursing homes. They're not vulnerable to be put in the nursing home. Think again. Got a call a few months ago from a nurse who worked in the, she was a supervisor in one of the damn places. And now she's a resident in the nursing home. She had a car accident, was injured, and wound up in the damn rehab, and the rehab is affiliated with the nursing home. See, they've got the whole political thing set up to get your funds, to make it so that these nursing homes flourish and continuously are there. Nobody is really exempt. I mean, even a celebrity with a lot of money, you know, the family can try to say, oh, this person is senile, and take them to court and get charge of their money and have them put into a damn nursing home. So nobody is exempt from this kind of thing. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And let me just go down, it's 8:50, by the way, in New York. Let me go down the list of the week. Monday night is called Mad or Glad. The show is called Mad or Glad, where you can talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday's open mic, where you can announce your own subject, talk about what you want. Wednesday night is our nursing home program. And the title is always the same, Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. And then we pick out a theme to talk on. Thursday is a different subject, like we're having tonight. the politics of being disabled. And Friday night, we goof off. It's the funnies, the frolics on Friday. So if you'd like to be on the show, drop us an email. Put your phone number in or call the Inner Sight Hotline, 631-243-0090. And we do have guests from time to time. But our show is more of a listening show than anything else. And that's all right. People listening, that's good. Because I think it has made a difference, and it will continue to make a difference. And it will bring about change. Now, don't forget, make a note of February 27th. That's 2-7, February, Tuesday morning, here in Suffolk County, New York, at the Suffolk County Independent Living Center, SILO. The news conference to present the solution and how these nursing homes can really serve people as accessible housing. Then they can really serve people and do something productive and good. So that's 27 February. Don't forget. And we'll be doing a lot of advertising on that, as will SILO. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And once again, our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. I want to thank our civil rights attorney, James Bahamonde, who has sent now a second letter for me to the Section 8 to try and recover the rest of my money when they didn't notify me about my rent increases. They didn't notify me in writing. So thank you, Jim, and I greatly appreciate that, and we're gonna see if we can get Jim on the case of Andrea's grandma, who was in a serious accident because of the negligence of the a living center where she was a resident. Assisted living, they call it. Well, they didn't really assist her very much. Got in the car and was severely injured. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. And all our friends, thank you so much for keeping the show going. Appreciate that. And all those who will be joining us. I want to say hello to Brandy in Massachusetts, our new advocate. Say hello to Pepper in Illinois. Hopefully she'll be on tomorrow with some goofy songs. That'd be cool. And my daughter in Texas, Mary, who is certainly for Inner Sight. So we've got people around the country stirred up on Inner Sight, and you know, the more the merrier. We need all the help we can get to change the political atmosphere that we have to deal with. Don't put politics on people's lives. Isn't that what the dictators do? They want to control people politically. So they have gangster-type armies and people who intimidate people and so on and so forth. Well, that's a form of intimidation, telling people they got to go to a nursing home when the availability is there to keep them out. So the politicians better wake up. They're not doing the right thing. Not as long as we have to struggle and deal with these issues that you hear us speak about. And the Americans with Disability Act is there, which greatly needs to be amended. You know, people should be made to realize that they're going to become we're going to come down real hard on them if they interfere with our lives. A lot of these laws should be made criminal in connection with the ADA. And that's another thing that is attached to politics. When a person is rolling along a sidewalk or a road with a wheelchair and they can't get into a place, there's a political downfall right there. And the law doesn't protect you the way it should. Nobody should have to go to court for years and years and months because they can't get into a place. Nobody does that. Only a person who's disabled. That's got to change. Part of it, again, is that every agency should be allowed to establish a fund to go around and say, hey, we're going to make your place accessible and make it happen by law, not just, you know, would you let us? No, hell no. No, would you let us? We're going to make your place accessible. We're going to pay half. The government's going to pay the other half. If you want to contribute, you're welcome to contribute, but we're going to make this place accessible. That's how it should be. By law, playing these damn-ass political games with us. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank all our friends, people who keep the show on the air. I want to thank John Corrado for his latest donation and the beautiful laptop. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.